Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Good evening or good day, boys and girls. It must be Sunday because it is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. And we're so glad that you're going to join us today because it's a very special Sunday. We're going to be finding out who the championship football team is going to be for the Super Bowl. Exciting. And we know that when that happens, that it's going to be family fun because we're all going to be together with the grandma, poppy, aunts and uncles, family, friends, cousins. Oh, so much fun and so much food. I bet you don't know what team is going to win. Thanks again for coming. And boys and girls, we're going to be talking about a number of different books. We're going to be talking about Nighty Night because this is a time that you have to go to sleep. And also, I Love You, Daddy, because I know that Daddy's going to be talking back and forth to you, explaining the game, and, of course, Sweet Dreams, because, after all, this is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. So, are you ready? What did you do this weekend? I know that you're not ready to go to sleep right now, so we have a lot in store for you. Girls, did you know that football is two different teams, and you play together to decide who is going to win? Have you ever played football before? Have you even seen football game? Well, let's see what football game is. Here it goes. Bob King is going to tell us what the football game is like. And you can tell us whether you ever played it or whether you even seen it. The football game. Is it something you've seen before? Is Oh, Boys and Girls, that was a football game. So now you're going to know what the football game is. Two different teams. So we know that. That means you're going to be on opposite sides. So the other thing that we're so thrilled that you're here to join us at Great Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, with Jill's Bedtime Stories. And, of course, since it's bedtime stories, you're going to have a bedtime list. Get ready to brush your teeth and know what to do next to beautify your pajamas. And make sure that it's all in the order so that you don't forget anything. Here it goes, a bedtime list.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you.
Certainly is a long list, and that's why we have it, because there's so many things to do. And if we don't do them in the right order, guess what? We might even forget them. Well, one of the things that I want to share with you, because you know that this is the time that we're getting ready to find out who is going to be in the championship, the Super Bowl, and wow, that's so exciting. But before we even get into that, I'm going to read you something on Nighty Night. I know that a lot of you are not even sleeping right now, and you're full of energy because you have all of your relatives over and great food, so it's really hard to be able to focus on getting ready to go to sleep. But let me tell you why it's very important. Now, this book, Nighty Night, and it was written by Susan Max Zeman, And Susan has something that she really would love to share with you. Because it's important that we know, even though you say, I'm not sleepy yet. Well, this is the 101 and the 411 on sleep. Who wants to sleep when there's so much stuff to do? Imagine a world where no one went to sleep. Could you play all day, work all day, maybe even go to school all day? Well, in this busy, busy world, you wouldn't need beds or blankets, pajamas or pillows. Oh, would this be fun for a day or two, maybe even a week? Is it even possible to find out just how busy your brain and body really are when you're sleeping? We all need rest, even mommy and daddy. And of course, we know that grandpa does, because grandpa falls asleep even before you do. Well, when we get enough set-eye sleep, we are kinder, ask your mommy, brighter, ask your teacher, more creative, ask Nana, and you're alert. Ask Cuddles over there. But scientists think that most people just don't get enough. How much do you need? You're about ready to find out. Now, if you have a newborn baby, you probably feel that the babies sleep all the time. Well, they sleep about 18 hours. And when you're a year, you sleep about 15. And then when you become 1.5 years old or 3, and 3 to 5 years old, you need about 13 hours of sleep. And of course, adolescents, you know your teenage sister or brother or cousin, well, they need about 8.5 to 9.5 hours. And adults, if they're lucky, 7 to 9 hours. So that's why we need all that sleep. Did you get that, boys and girls? Are you ready to run down the list? We already know why we need our sleep. And imagine if the football players didn't have that sleep, they would be yawning while they're sitting waiting to go into the game. Oh, no, that can't be. And if you don't have enough sleep, can you imagine yawning while you're in class? When you go to nursery school, that's why they even let you sleep even more, because they have nap time. So, boys and girls, we did talk about the bedtime hour, didn't we? And one of the bedtime lists. And we knew that we had to be able to do something. Let's do at least one thing, and we can check it off while we are waiting for the football game. Make sure you got that rubber ducky.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. But you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Ah. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-dee-o. Rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rubber dub dubby. Rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby, Dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of. Rubber ducky, I love a whole pond of. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. For bed.
Well, it is time for bed, and some of you have already fallen asleep, and your eyes are getting heavy for the other ones that haven't, and some of you are still wide awake. Well, we have another book that I would definitely like to share with you. Do you have your favorite PJs on? I know that I see someone that I'm looking really close. Brand new pajamas that are orange. And then there is someone that even has blue pajamas. I wonder why those colors. Well, we'll find out later. But I want to read the book to you called I Love You, Daddy. Now, this is by Julian Harker. And the illustrator, of course, we all know who the illustrator is. The illustrator is the one that draws. And we know that because a lot of you have already sent in your drawings. And they are fabulous. We had so many drawings that we've got them all over. Now, we want to read this book because it's a very special book. It's called I Love You, Daddy, and it's by the company Paragon. Now, I know that a lot of you are even watching football because it was your daddy that told you, I want to let you see this game. I want you to be able to sit down and play. And you might have even seen your big brother play football, or you might have even seen your sister even cheerlead, or maybe even do touch football. But let's get to the story. Tall little bear, said Daddy Bear. Big enough to come climbing with me. Little Bear's eyes opened wide in surprise. Do you really mean that? Well, Daddy Bear nodded. He led Little Bear to a giant tree. That's probably how you felt, boys and girls, when your daddy asked you to come to a football game with him. Oh, how special. Well, the little bear tried to scramble up into the lowest branch. He tumbled backwards. Now, Daddy Bear nudged Little Bear. Daddy Bear tugged Little Bear. You can do it, he whispered. Sometimes Daddy teased like that. And suddenly, Little Bear found that he could. I love you, thought Little Bear. You're getting brave, Little Bear, said Daddy Bear. Daring enough to gather honey with me. Little Bear gasped. Could I really? Daddy Bear winked. He led Little Bear to another tree and pointed to a hole in the tree. Oh, look at that. Oh, swish, swish, puff, 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 puff. Little Bear reached out his paw and a furious buzzing filled his ear. Ooh, ooh. And a Little Bear pulled his paw back. Just be quick, Daddy Bear said. You have thick fur. And the bees can't hurt you. You can do it, he smiled. What a word of encouragement. And suddenly, Little Bear found that he could. I love Daddy, thought Little Bear. You're getting smart, Little Bear. Smart enough to find a good winter den. Little Bear grinned. Do you really think so? I know, said Daddy Bear. Now, Little Bear set off not too far from food, said Big Daddy Bear. Ready for what spring comes, Little Bear sniffed the wind. Look for a high ground, said Daddy Bear, to keep us dry. Little Bear padded up over the rocks. Somewhere safe and warm, said Daddy Bear, away from danger. Here, called Little Bear, as he disappeared into a deep cave. Daddy Bear followed. He looked all around. Perfect, he said. I love Daddy Bear, thought Little Bear. Climb well? Little Bear asked on his way home. You did, replied Daddy Bear. Was I brave? Asked Little Bear. You were, answered Daddy Bear. Did I find a good dip? Asked Little Bear. The very best, smiled Daddy Bear. I'm proud of you, Little Bear. Soon, Little Bear and Daddy Bear reached home, and suddenly, Little Bear felt very tired, but there was something he wanted to say. Oh, I love you, Dad, began the Little Bear, but he didn't finish. Daddy Bear stroked Little Bear's head. I love you, too, he said. Good night. Ah, wasn't that something, boys and girls? I know out there you have done something that made your Daddy Bear, well, your daddy feels so proud of you, and he told you over and over again, which made you just want to do so much more. So, boys and girls, do we know what we can do? Do you know what we're talking about this week? We're talking about football, and there's all different kinds of football. We heard one football, and now we're going to hear from Bill Cosby. He's going to tell you about street football. Can you imagine? This is generally played at home. You're not playing on grass, and you're not playing in the stadium or arena. You're playing right on the street, and of course it's safe, and you've got all the parents around you to be able to make sure that no cars are coming. But let's hear what football is like. Well, big football, that is. This is by Bill Cosby.
We played street football right there on the street. And this is where we had the greatest quarterback in the world. Our quarterback, he had to control 23 men on a side. And he was really great at it. You women don't know anything about it. You played with dolls and stuff like that. But here's a guy with an ingenious mind. He'd call a football play like this. He'd always get down on one knee and draw things. You know, he'd take a Coke bottle top. Now, Shorty, this is you. This is a Coke bottle. I don't want to be the Coke bottle. Okay, what do you want to be? Yeah, I'm going to be the piece of glass. Okay. Now, listen to this now. Arnie, go down 10 steps and cut left behind the black Chevy. Philbert, you run down to my house and wait in the living room. Cosby, you go down to 3rd Street, catch the J bus. Have him open the doors at 19th Street. I'll fake it to you. There was that one fat kid they never thought of. What about me? You go long. Get a lot of good plays going back there.
So that's another way of playing. And guess what? Even though you might not be the best player, you had fun. And that's why I want to hear from the kids. Did you have fun?
Yay!
You did. You had a great time playing football. And there's always a role for you. It might be a cheerleader, or you might be the one that kicks the football, or you might be the one that catches it, or you might be the one that throws it. And you might be the hero, or you might be sitting on the bench to make sure that everybody is having a good time. Or you might even be the water boy that gives everyone water. That's an important job, because when you're coming from the field, you are tired and you are famished and you need water because you don't want to get dehydrated. So every role is important. What are you doing now? What are you trying to figure out? Well, I think I'm seeing a few people that are trying not to yawn. I wonder what a yawn sounds like. Are you yawning? Let's see.
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. Something to wake us up. Mexican headband. Arriba, arriba. Whatever that means.
But guess what? It slowly goes away. Now, boys and girls, now you know that one of the things that's making this real exciting and why we are having this special, special day, because it's not our birthday, but for some people, it's like a birthday. We are waiting for the divisional championship football team to find out who is going to be in the Super Bowl. The Denver Broncos are playing the New England Patriots. Who is going to win? Do you have your t-shirts already on, already decorated? Are you getting full from all the food? Well, you will soon find out who is going to win. But in the meantime, because this is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, and I know that a lot of you are definitely not up right now, we're going to finish reading a story, and I hope you enjoy it. And it's a story that I'm not going to pretend to you because I'm not a person that has difficulty in trying to fall asleep. But you know what also happens when you fall asleep? You start to dream. You dream of all the things that you might want to be or could be, or you might even think that you are. So let's start with this book called Sweet Dreams. And I know you're saying, I'm not sleepy yet. No, no, no. But Lisa McHugh, who wrote this book, thinks maybe you might be. And she wrote this for the Reader's Digest children's book. So get ready. I know that you already are snuggled with that puffy, puffy. And you've already stepped out of your slippers, and you even had your water, and have given your mommy or daddy and Poppy and Nana and your aunts and uncles, you've already given them a hug or a kiss because you are getting ready to go to bed. Here we go. Now the screen door was open. Is that unusual? Not sure. But let's read on. Well, this is one warm summer day, which is almost like in California right now. Three little bunnies played in the garden all day long. Now, this might have happened this week, boys and girls, because they were watching the football game. Now, they were still outside when the sun began to set, and the fireflies came out to play, too. The screen door opened, and Mommy Bunny called, Time to come inside, my little bunnies. Dinner is ready. Can we stay outside just a little longer? Asked Rosie, please. Now, I know this was not you, boys and girls, because you're inside now, and I know that you didn't give your mommy or daddy or Nana a rough time in trying to come in and plead with her. And I'm not hungry yet, said Posey. And dinner, what for dinner? Asked Posey. Come and see, said Mama. But Mama, you do often do. Now, the three little bunnies, of course, had to come in and watch their paws. They were outside, and their faces. Then they sat down to a scrumptious dinner. They had spicy carrot stew that was Rosie's favorite, and crispy lettuce salad that was Rosie's favorite, and lots of fresh, munchy, crunchy radishes, which Posey liked more than anything else. I know that you have your favorite, too. Now, after dinner, the bunnies went out on the porch. So Mama sat in her rocking sweet rocker, sipping sweet clover tea. Now, Rosie, Posey, and Dozy sat on the steps and looked at the stars sparkling high above. Look, Posey cried, a shooting star. Wish, wish, make a wish, said Dozy. You can make one too, said Rosie. But you mustn't tell your wish or it might not come true. Then the three little bunnies watched as the big, bright moon rose up in the sky. Time to get ready for bed now, Mama said softly. Bubbles, bubbles, cried Rosie. Rosie poured in some bubble bath while Mama made sure the water was just right for her three little bunnies. The tub filled up with warm, bubbly water, and they all hopped in. Now, when the bunnies were clean and dry and had their pajamas on, Mama said, don't forget to brush your teeth. That is what we also talked about in our bedtime list. Then can we have a story? Yes, Posey. Please, said Posey. Please, said Daisy. Of course, said Mommy with a smile. Now Mama sat on the sofa, and Rosie, Posey, and Daisy snuggled up close, which is just like what you're doing in your bed right now. Now read us the story about the bunny who runs away, said Posey. Mama did. Then Rosie said, what if we ran away? Would you come and find us? Asked Posey. Yes, I would, Mama said. I'd find each one of you, no matter where you were, and I'd bring you all right back home with me. Look, Mama, Rosie whispered. Rosie's asleep. And Rosie said that was creepy. Now Mama carried Daisy to the bedroom. Then she tugged all three of her little bunnies into bed. I know you know what that means when your mom and daddy tucks you in. And sometimes Nana does too. Good night, my little one, she said. I love you. And guess what? Guess what? Poppy's already fallen off to sleep, and his little glasses, or his little spectacles, are just on the tip of his nose. Good night, my little one, she said. I love you. We love you, too, said Rosie and Posey. And Daisy mumbled, love, love, mama, love, in his sleep. Mama turned off the lights. Sleep tight, my little bunnies, she whispered. Maybe you have sweet dreams all through the night. I want to be a football player. Or maybe you might want to be a cheerleader. Or maybe you might... Oh. I think that someone is going to sleep, she goes. Could that possibly be you? Oh, no. That couldn't be you. Feel that if they hear a lullaby, it might make them fall asleep, or it might make them even wide awake. Let's see which one it does for you. Now, Jennifer Hudson is going to sing a lullaby, and we'll see what happens. Don't close those eyes.
Lullaby in the night, with the angels all around you. Thumb sweetly, little baby, with your head. My love.
Oh, boys and girls, I know you're still wide awake and you're going, I'm not sleepy. I'm not even closing my eyes. Girls, there is really something wrong with you. Don't. You are still wide awake and you can't get to sleep. And one of the things that can happen while you still have your eyes wide open is you can think about what is it that you want to be. This is a good time to imagine because it's not really real at the time, but when you think about it and when you can see yourself, guess what? You will become it. So, let's think about. We want to be that football player, so we're trying to see what do we have to do in order to do that. First of all, you've got to listen to your mommy and daddy and even your coach. And if you want to be that tennis player, you still have to listen to your mommy and daddy and your coach and go to all the practices. So all of those things you have to think about before it can even happen. If I imagine it, will it come true? Well, it will help you to become a star. And that's what Corrine Bailey Ray sings about, just like a star, because that's what you're going to be.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same, just like a song in just like oil on my hands, only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been away too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, your love.
I wonder why. just like an angel off the page. You have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart. Just like oil on my hands.
Goodbye to some of you. I know that some of you, the song made you go to sleep, and you are already in dreamland, seeing some of your friends that you hadn't seen during that time. Make sure that you tell Casey that I said hello. Hi, Casey. When she wakes up, and make sure that you also tell Dylan that we say hi to. And I know, of course, there's Susie. Susie always has a little pocketbook with her. So what do you have right now? Do you have your flag? Did you pick the right team? Well, both teams are the right team because they had to do a lot of practicing in order to make sure of course, that meant that they had to eat all their vegetables, just like what your mommy and daddy tells you that you have to do. And we already found out what does it mean to be a football player, all the kinds of things that you have to do. Lots of roles to play, lots of things to do. And I want to thank you for joining Blake Radio Network with us today. And, of course, until bedtime stories. And I know that you are having a real good time. And we have another song for you to make sure that you go to sleep. And when you go to sleep, you can dream. So that's one of the things that's so important about going to sleep. Those dreams help you to be able to close your eyes. Because when you close your eyes, you think of what you want to do. And sometimes that could be why you don't want to go to sleep right then. Because, you know, if you start thinking about what you want to do, you might fall asleep. But Jody Benson wrote this song, is singing this song, If You Can Dream, and it was a Disney princess. And I know that you probably will remember this song because I'm sure you saw it at the movies. And here it goes. If you can dream, which we know that you can because you always come to Aunt Jo's bedtime stories and you do dream. And thank you for dreaming at Aunt Jo's Bedtime Stories. And we know that we will see you again so that we can put you to sleep. I know that you have a favorite team, and I know that they did so well. Just to be on the championship divisional playoff is so special. And they were so excited to be there. Just think of all the people that were there cheering them on. And how many people got together just to be able to do that? What a great thing. Okay, well, they see you at the baseball game, the football game, the hockey game, the track team. They're there to cheer you on. And don't you feel so good? Are your eyes getting heavy? Are they harder to open? I know that you are trying to fight it because you don't think that you're sleepy yet. Not today. Maybe you were sleepy yesterday, but not today. And thank you so much for coming and joining us this very special day and making this a part of your celebration. Easy. We did our job. I think we got you to sleep. Might not have been what you wanted to do. It's so hard to not fall asleep. But we know that with that, you'll believe in yourself. And you will feel better tomorrow because you'll have so much strength. And we'll see you next week. Thanks again for coming. And you'll be listening to the song as we go off the air, just like a star with Green Billy Ray.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands, only to love. And I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same, just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my head.